News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, pregnant women should be breath tested during antenatal visits to check whether they are smoking. That is the finding of a new Irish study. For more on this, we're joined by our own doctor, our own resident doctor in the house, Ciara Kelly, who of course is presenter of Lunchtime Live. Ciara, what do you make of this?
I don't like it, to be honest, Shane. And I've read the study, and I don't necessarily agree with them that the upshot of it is that we need to breathalyze women to find out if they're lying, which is essentially what it's saying. What this study is finding is that there's a particular cohort of women that do not disclose when they smoke. They tend to be middle-class women because the stigma is considered greater for them that they're somehow failing in their duty as a pregnant woman or a future mother. And they don't disclose that they smoke because of that, and therefore they're not monitored as a smoker, and therefore their outcomes can be worse. I would suggest, rather than this sort of paternalistic idea that we might breathalyze, I mean, we don't breathalyze respiratory patients. We're not going around with smoking breathalyzers for patients in general, despite the fact that we know that smoking is bad for our health on all fronts, realistically. Yeah. I would suggest we say it. Just simply talk to women. Say it to these middle-class women. Say, we know that there is a group among your cohort that don't disclose when they smoke. And what happens is, because of that, we don't monitor you and you have worse outcomes. All we want to do is support you in your journey to non-smoking. Or all we want to do is, if you're failing on that front, is monitor you.
Yeah.
Talk to women and show them a bit of respect. This smacks to me of the old school Handmaid's Tale paternalistic medicine that we need to move away from.
Okay, important to stress, the authors of the study aren't suggesting that they be tested in order to shame them in any way. What they're saying is that women who fail to disclose their smoking don't get the level of monitoring they require.
Explain that to women is what I'm saying. I don't believe that the upshot of that fact is breathalyze them.
Okay, like the authors are from the Coombe and UCD. They're serious operators. They're not saying it, as I say, they're not saying it to try and be paternalistic.
Nobody tries to be paternalistic. Do you see where they've jumped, though? They've discovered that there's a cohort of non-disclosing middle-class women, and they immediately went to breathalyze rather than target those women. Speak to them, explain that they know that there is a cohort among that group that feel the stigma, that don't disclose, and that they would be open to them disclosing because all they want to do is support them and monitor them for best outcomes.
Okay.
Try that before you breathalyze anybody.
Maybe they would say, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, maybe they would say they have tried that and women aren't coming clean, and that there is somebody else that, you know, needs to be taken into the equation here, and that's the...
I would doubt from having read this that they have tried that. I suspect that what they have done is that they have discovered that there is a group of non-disclosing women, and that they have put their heads together and say, how can we tackle this? I know what we'll do. We'll breathalyze them. That's what I would envisage, because otherwise this study would be structured differently, because it would be, we tried this and this failed, so now this is the upset. Look, always talk to patients. Always talk to women. Women are very tired, particularly women in reproductive health scenarios, are very tired of being patronized and treated in this way. No one cares about the well-being of their baby more than a potentially future mother does. Nobody. Not a doctor, not a midwife. Nobody. And some women do struggle. Nicotine is a terrible addiction. Support the women. Identify the group that you're concerned about and talk to them. And say, no, a bunch of you don't do this. But what we'd like to do is explain that if you don't do this, the outcomes can be worse. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Spoken to women.
All right. Thanks indeed, Ciara Kelly.